The Liberian government is beating the drum to attract the investment it needs to develop one of the poorest nations on earth. Most Liberians struggle to survive on less than a dollar a day, and most are unemployed. In recent months, roads have been constructed, electricity has been restored to parts of the capital, Monrovia, and hotels have been built. But the president's chief economic adviser, Richard Talbot, admits civil war has left Liberia an empty shell.
With 25 years of civil war, the basic infrastructure of the country has been devastated as far as roads, lights, water, sanitation, airports, seaports. They've been pretty devastated, but they're coming back. As a counter to that, despite the fact that the physical infrastructure of the country is pretty much devastated, I would say the spiritual infrastructure is very much in place.
Talbot, a former Wall Street banker, is tasked with reconstructing the country. He says he prefers to look on the bright side of the storm cloud that is present-day Liberia.
You have a population that is very, very much vibrant, alive, and welcoming to foreign investment. The physical side can be rebuilt. The spiritual side of the country is already built, I think, and we're going to build on that.
Adelaide Gardner is a member of Liberia's diaspora business community in the United States. She says what's most important to her at the moment is that Liberians are reconciling. It's a miracle, she says, coming as it does after years of what she describes as mysterious and vicious conflict.
We have a reputation in all of Africa, especially of being the most warm-hearted and generous people. We are the people who actually will take our last dollar and give it to a stranger. We will invite strangers into our homes to come and share what we have. Liberians are actually kind people. Unfortunately, from out of the blues, we got broadsided by some influence from outside and all the drugs that they were giving people to make them kill their own people.
15,000 United Nations soldiers are keeping the peace in Liberia. And for the country's Minister of Trade, Olubanke King Akarele, it's this peace that's the most significant of the recent achievements.
I would say foremost is that we have peace and security for the first time in about 15 years. The country has just come from war. There's a lot of excitement because there is hope. Hope has been rekindled as a result of the leadership of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's a visionary leader who is hardworking, has done a major job in terms of promoting Liberia, inviting people to come back to the country, encouraging Liberians that there is a future.
One of the biggest companies in the world, Coca-Cola, is exploring the possibility of establishing a regional hub in Liberia. A businessman in Monrovia, Mohamed Kamara, says this is reason to be inspired. But he says uncertainty is also a big part of Liberians' daily lives.
What people are afraid of basically is that how the economy is going to grow up and how people are going to get employment opportunity. We need investors in our country to create job opportunity for our people. You still have those ex-fighters that were there, they are demobilized, they are doing nothing.
Gardner is encouraged by reports of foreign business people streaming into Monrovia every day to analyze investment opportunities.
You know, they love Liberians. We are very hospitable and friendly. People tell me that living in Liberia, in spite of what's going on and our devastation in our country, is still one of the best countries to live in Africa. How about that? We don't have anything there, but people are happy there. And they say this is better than living in some other African countries that have everything going for them.
Coke Africa President Alexander Cummings is just one of many international investors convinced that Liberia is set to prosper in spite of its terrible past. What he feels in the streets, he says, is a wonderful mix of apprehension and optimism. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.